Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Wemoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm glad to be back hanging out with you back in the studio again for another album review. Let's see where we're gonna go today. Which country? It looks like Ghana it is. Today I'm going to be reviewing the album Shay on You by Wendy Shay.
The latest African album review is... Album review.
First thoughts.
A quick rundown of the Shay on You album. 10-track offering released by Rough Town Records earlier this year, 2019. 33-minute runtime, 4 collabos, and yeah, I think it's 4 collabos or so. Anywho, Wendy Ado is a talented, multi-award-winning Ghanaian singer born in Kwau who does a cross between Afrobeats and Afropop. She is affectionately known in the music industry as Wendy Shay. I find her music to also infuse a bit of dancehall in there to add some interesting spice and flavor. Wendy Shay spent part of her childhood in Stuttgart, Germany, where she relocated with her family, and currently she's only 23 years old and with a very promising future ahead of her.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Shay on You kicks off with a coolly euphonious hit titled Psalm 35, where she teamed up with the exceptional talents of Kwame Eugene and Sakuri. For me, this tune is a very modern Ghana-type sound, which is easy to identify. I really believe this Ghana sound, which is, I guess, a component or part of Afrobeats, will one day dominate the world. Psalm 35 may sound familiar to many because it was released last year or so and has done the rounds already. On the Shay on You album, songs you may have heard already include the smash hit Uber Driver, which caught my attention some 18 or so months back. I think this was our first hit for real. And it was a stunning entry into her career, which really showed what she could do. It's a hard song to top in many ways. Other songs released prior to this album as singles are Shay on You, The Boy Is Mine, which she collaborated with Eno, and it's such a vibe. Bedroom Commando, which is another huge hit from 2018. Massacre and Hasta La Vista. Those songs make their presence felt on this album by adding that familiarity. So it's super easy to sing along to this album when you're listening. You know what's up, right? Yeah. Massacre is more in the traditional music side of things, with a sound that will undeniably be familiar with the older Ghanaian generation. You know, music that your parents used to listen to like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and you're just like, okay, I feel it. As history has proved, this track has helped endear Wendy Shay to the older demographic with that traditional sounding kind of thing going on. And I think coupled with songs such as High Life, you get an eccentric sound for someone as young as she is. I mean, she's only 23. I see this as an avenue to grow a star with an occasional traditional sounding track to make her, you know, something everyone can appreciate. So one or two tracks a year on that vibe, then yeah, I think she's She's got a winner.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on AfricanMusicIndustry.com.
Visit redsau.com to buy gorgeous African and Para and Kente accessories. redsau.com.
One of the most challenging aspects of unearthing talent anywhere in the world is finding someone with a distinct voice. Millions of people can sing well, but very few stand out. The hallmark of a great artist, in my opinion, is being able to instantly know their voice the moment a song comes on. It's like their voice is its own instrument. This is something that Wendy Shay has, and it makes this album a joy to listen to because you don't get tired of her voice at all.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The arrangement of Shay on You was interesting. The seven tracks that we already knew that were released as singles between 2017, 18 and early 2019 are the tracks 1 to 7 on this project. And it's a 10-track album. That means it took a very long time to get to the otherwise new tracks. I'm sure people would have given up by then, well, some of them. Not sure what the motivation behind that sort of track listing was, but it comes as no surprise because those tracks that come at the end are also the outliers in terms of how they sound. They just sound totally unique, but they're really like almost like slow ballads kind of songs. It's basically an album that starts off with pace, then really just slows down towards the end. Overall, I found a fairly good balance in the mixing and mastering, but not necessarily outstanding, if I should say so. I think there's plenty of room to grow in that department. Sometimes I could tell that the album is predominantly a collection of singles. And I wanted a bit more subtlety, a bit like, you know, I don't want to know it. I just want to feel that flow. The only three tracks I didn't know on this album are High Life, Mama and Keep Moving. All in all, I would say Shay on You is honestly, like I said before, largely a collection of just about all the singles Wendy Shay has released in the last 2 years. This is probably what will disappoint some listeners, but I don't think it takes away from her talent or the sonic highs you get from how well she sings. I really expected much more from this album in terms of new material, and I hope for Sophomore offering we can have some new material to give us more insight into Wendy Shay from a unique project perspective. That is the main disappointment from Shay on You for me.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Wendy Shay is absolutely unique enough to really become a standout artist Africa wide. I mean, she's already quite popular. Her mic confidence is unrivaled, and the last time I heard such a commanding vocal delivery is probably on Miss V's album, Davi. I tip Wendy Shay to take advantage of her immense talent and the experience that she's gathering in the industry at the moment to drop some exciting stuff in the future. I think if you already like Wendy Shay and want to listen to a collection of past singles, then this album is exactly what the doctor ordered. If you're looking for something new, then I would suggest that you skip Shay on You if you've already heard Wendy Shay's music. But if you haven't heard Wendy Shay's music at all, give it a try. She's really good. Otherwise, that's it for me. You can get this album everywhere online. Yeah, just listen to it, stream it, whatever. My name is MJ Wemoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This is the African Album Review Podcast by African Music Industry. And yeah, peace. Day and day.
find us on africanpodcasts.com.